It's a metaphysical shop, basically servicing the needs of the metaphysical or neo-pagan community or new age community. Energy workers, people who work with crystals, pagans, Wiccans, people in the spiritualist churches, things like that. We want it to be a space of love, a place where people are comfortable and don't feel judged for the purchases they're making, because a lot of people in alternative cultures get judged a lot. We don't want that to happen here, so we try to keep it really homey and comfortable. I've done lots of things in my life, everything from having been a fisherman to a stay-home mom of five. I've been a cheerleading coach, a brownie coach. I've been everything a mom can be. And all of the while, I've been me, which is this spiritual being underneath it all. So it just makes sense that I would be here. My friend Amanda started this business 23 years ago. She couldn't be the owner of the business any longer, her physical sicknesses and things like that. And she, you know, she gave me the offer. I didn't take right to it because it's a lot of responsibility. It took a lot of thought. And the day that I decided, I've never been so excited. It is fabulous. It's changed my everyday. I think I've grown as a person, and it's definitely feeding me spiritually in a way that nothing I've ever done before, aside from being a mother, has done. I look forward to the people who are regulars and to the new faces. Some of them become like family. They come in, they hang out, we talk, big, deep metaphysical conversations. Sometimes I see men come into the store in their suits and ties, businessmen. And I often think, oh, are you in the wrong place? And I try to see what it is they're looking for, because I often think they're not in the right place. As it turns out, everybody is looking for an explanation. Everybody's looking for the why. They just want to feel connected. I worry about Dayton. Everyone I ever knew who had a safe, secure future doesn't. The real estate market is upside down. There aren't enough jobs. There's no more unions. There's no more big paying jobs. People are falling apart. People are moving away. I mean, it used to be we were NCR, we were GM, we were Delphi. We're not that anymore. And what Dayton needs to do is find an answer as to who they are. Lots of good things are happening, but I don't know that it's enough to hold the community together. In my life, I have been mainly a mom, a wife. You know, everything that I've done has been under someone else's wing. This is mine. This is me growing from somebody's daughter and somebody's wife and somebody's mother to an actualized person all on my own, to having a voice in the community, to being able to give back. It's a way for me to be creative and spiritual and giving and still get what I need to live on. So it's perfect. I've never been happier about any choice I've ever made.